The gospel lesson is found in Matthew 23, verses 1 through 12. Then Jesus said to the crowd and his disciples, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat, so practice whatever they tell you, but not what they do. For they preach, but do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to move with their finger. For they do all the deeds seen by others, for they make long gowns and fringes, and they love the place of honor at feasts and the best seats in the synagogue and greetings in the marketplace and being called rabbi by others. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher and you are all brothers. And call no man your father on earth, for you have one father who is in heaven. Neither be called instructors, for they have one instructor, the Christ, the greatest among you shall be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbled himself today will be exalted." Here ends the reading of the gospel. I'm so grateful tonight, or today, whatever day it is. I had a wonderful start on today's day. I was up, and Nancy fortunately was resting quite well, and so I didn't wake her. And she's, for those of you who know, she's just going to be laid up for a long time. And this is the first Sunday that Nancy would be with me, the first time she missed. And she'd be sitting down at the first, second, or third row because she enjoys being in the ministry. But as for myself, I'm a guy that I go so far, and I think how old I am, 73 years old, and I see all these wonderful young at heart, I call them, our age, and I just got to say a word to you, to just keep on keeping on. You know, you are the salt of the earth, and you have been here and done that, and we need you to continue to just make this church a marvelous place. I would love to see this church be so packed that maybe you'd have to go to a third service. Well, that's none of that. But I've loved this church since the first time I walked in here for some kind of a meeting. So, but I just want to tell you that you are really loved by a lot of people. Now I'm going to kind of change my sermon, because as I was studying this week, I would be praying, and I'm someone who knows a lot of people, but I don't know their names. And one of those things are, as some of you, we forget, right? and sometimes we forget very serious things. But God is faithful to take us through. And I can tell that prayer is the key to heaven. But faith unlocks the door. And what we need to do in this day and age is we need to get alone and to pray with one another. And so I want to start off by, Jesus did not say, dream about the Father in secret, but pray to the Father in secret. You see, prayer is an effort of will. And once we have entered this secret place and have shut the door, the most difficult thing to do is to pray. Do I see a head shake somewhere? You know, because we need to pray. And we need to get our minds in order. And we need to think, because as we go into prayer, everything in our past, our present, our families, the economy, this, that, and the other thing, we need to get our mind off these wandering thoughts. And the first thing we need to do is overcome them thoughts. And I got to admit that I was very disappointed with myself on very occasions when I get into a battle of wanting to pray. When last night, when I was trying to think about some things that maybe would be funny, that would make you laugh or make you smile or whatever. But you see, even in that prayer time, and I'm talking to you about that, is that the big battle in private prayer, folks, is overcoming the big mess of wandering thoughts. And we need to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to be obedient to Christ. See, the other thing we need to do, and this is something that I've written up for a season, is, and I got it right on my desk, we must select a place for prayer. And when we get there, that's when the flies and the gnats and the wandering thoughts come in. See, we need to think that all of these things that need to be done. Oh, I forgot the doctor. I forgot to deposit the check. I forgot to pay the bill. I forgot to say good morning to somebody who was hurting. But you see, what we need to do is we need to shut the door and come to the time of prayer. I've heard a lot of people here that have prayer lives. And I want to just tell you that you see, God does not see us as other people see us, or as we see ourselves. When we come into the secret place, it becomes impossible for us to doubt God. For we want can be sure of Him more than anything else. Get into the habit about dealing with God for everything. From the first waking moment of the day, you learn to fling the door of your heart wide open and let God in. He will begin to work. If you don't do this, you'll be on the wrong level the whole day. And you need to consider how God wants you to be. He wants you. He wants you more than we want Him sometimes. When I heard that Badgers lost, I couldn't believe it. And then she brings it up again. And talk about wondering thoughts. I thought, well, what happened? And you know, I try to analyze that because now we got another team that's not playing maybe such a great team, and yet we got to look out. I thought of the Brewers. Oh, I thought that they was going to win everything. And St. Louis Cards, boy, I tell you what, I'm not going there to preach. But what we really, I just ask you to consider this. Swing the door wide open and pray to your Father in secret. And every step you will take with Jesus, Satan will flee because of the blood of Jesus cleansing and protecting you. You'll be able to bounce with the energy of a child because of the heavy bag of burden that was buried at Calvary. And then in closing, I want to tell you that you are free. And when Jesus sets you free, you're free indeed. Amen.